USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 35 people are dead and millions of acres burned in wildfires across the West, the majority of deaths in California. President Trump will be in California today to get a first-hand look at the devastation. Meanwhile, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says the Trump administration isn't doing enough to help the state.
Leadership at the very top needs to be earlier, stronger, and from the president, I wish that we would get as much attention not based on an electoral map, but just purely on being Americans.
He was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Tropical Storm Sally churning towards the northern Gulf Coast. It's expected to gain strength before making landfall late tonight or early tomorrow as a Category 1 or 2 hurricane. Mandatory evacuations in place for parts of southern Mississippi. The governor there has told residents the time to get out is now. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax-lien properties? Or buying tax-forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax-Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax-lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax-liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% returns secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
President Trump signing an executive order to lower the cost of drugs in the U.S. to the level paid in other countries, tweeting, "The days of the rest of the world free riding at America's expense are over." He said drug prices are already coming down quickly. A $100,000 reward now being offered for information about the suspect who ambushed and shot two Los Angeles County deputies on Saturday. The two are still in critical condition. A senior re-election advisor to President Trump says the coronavirus pandemic won't be the main factor which drives a voter's choice this November.
The ultimate driver of the electoral decision for most Americans is going to be what it typically is. Who can create prosperity for me, for my family, and for this country going forward? And on that score, the president has a compelling story to tell.
On Fox News Sunday, Steve Cortez said Americans will be thinking most about which candidate will bring about good economic times for them and the nation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Kanye West will not be appearing on the Wisconsin ballot for president this November. That's because West missed the deadline of filing his papers by 14 seconds. He appealed it. A judge, though, said the clock rang five times at the moment 5 p.m. arrived on that day, and he equated it to a clock hitting midnight. West's campaign argued it actually had until 5:01 p.m. to file. It's arguing that the Wisconsin Elections Commission interfered by also locking the doors at 5 p.m. Hollywood is looking to Wisconsin ahead of the November election. The cast of Parks and Recreation, the NBC sitcom, will host a cast reunion and Q&A on Thursday, an event that will be live streamed to anyone who donates to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. It's the second big-name Hollywood reunion for Democrats in that state. The cast of The Princess Bride reunited yesterday in their own bid to raise money for Democrats and get out the Democratic vote in the Badger State. And Nintendo is bringing back one of the first successful gaming devices from the 80s, the updated version of the Game and Watch device. Originally, users could only play one game per handheld device, but with the update, they can now play three: Super Mario Bros., Brothers, Ball, and Super Mario Brothers, The Lost Levels. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.